Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson, and joining me in the studio today are two wonderful people that KRDO is very proud to have a partnership with. The best neighborhood in Colorado Springs is Gold Hill Mesa. Meet Stephanie Edwards and Mr. Dustin Nelson. Stephanie represents Gold Hill Mesa, and Dustin represents David Weekly Homes. Stephanie serves as vice president for Gold Hill Mesa, and Dustin, we're very proud to note, is the regional president for the national company, David Weekly Homes. It's truly a class act going on up there in Gold Hill Mesa. Stephanie, welcome to the studio this morning.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's a treat. It has been too long since you and I have talked.
I know it's been a while, and we've seen a lot of growth up there.
You really have, and you can see that coming west on Highway 24 24 from the highway, from I-25. And you can see that new phase opening and the new rooftops going up there. It's very exciting to watch that expansion, and that says that that neighborhood is all the work that you have all put into that is very, very popular. There's some very special attributes to that neighborhood that we're going to talk about.
It's very exciting for me, too. I've been at Gold Hill Mesa for 11 years since the first homes came out of the ground. So I, too, was up skiing this weekend and saw those rooftops popping up over the hilltop. And it was just a beautiful thing. It delighted me to no end to see.
The partnership with you and David Weekly Homes is particularly important because it really informs how the neighborhood is being built and how people in that neighborhood who live there interact.
That's right. And one of the primary missions in growing a community that Gold Hill Mesa and our builder, David Weekly, are very much aligned, is with just the whole concept of a traditional neighborhood development, which is the way this neighborhood is laid out and planned. And it's a part of something you've probably heard of called new urbanism. And there are some really defined principles that go into that. And the whole objective is to create a sense of community, to have mixed use, a lot of walkability, pedestrian-friendly, shared green spaces. And David Weekly Homes has done a phenomenal job nationally and has great depth of experience building in new urbanism communities.
I love that they're setting the tone for so many other builders, and you do have a variety of builders and products up in Gold Hill Mesa. We'll talk about those after a little bit.
Absolutely.
Stephanie, before you go, I want to bring David in. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and I know that you've recently been featured in a couple of fairly prominent magazines here in town as somebody who is really moving and shaking in the community.
Well, you know, just for me personally, I'm so proud of Colorado Springs, and that takes such great pride and passion in our little corner of the world. And we're in such a rich history there on the site where Gold Hill Mesa exists. The Golden Cycle Mill was so important and vital to the development of Colorado Springs at the turn of the century. And we're bringing that back. It just is wonderful to bring back a sense of community and just the whole economic base of that property. And additionally, I love participating in many nonprofits here in town. I sit on boards and committees. I serve on the board of the Colorado Springs School, where my children attend. So I'm just a real fan and cheerleader for not only Gold Hill Mesa, but Colorado Springs as a whole. It's been an honor to have been recognized lately in some of those feature publications. So.
Well, and it really comes through. Whenever you and I get to talk, I always leave impressed, and I always leave a little lighter-hearted knowing that somebody like you is here and sort of being the vanguard of the history and the flavor and the DNA of our community and bringing that back out. And you've got David Weekly Homes to help facilitate that.
Absolutely. And we're very proud to have them alongside us developing Gold Hill Mesa.
All right. Dustin, step on up to the microphone and let's get to know you a little bit. I will start by saying I grew up in the Northeast in a small shipbuilding town with front porches. We left our doors open. Neighbors popped in and out all the time. We were talking at each other from the porches. We were it just invites life and vibrancy. So, Dustin, tell us a little bit about you and then your connection to David Weekly Homes, and then let's talk about that flavor that you bring to Gold Hill Mesa.
Sure. Well, a little about me. I grew up in Texas, as your listeners can probably tell from the accent, but grew up in Texas, and I've been 21 years with David Weekly Homes. And I think we design very good traditional product, but we design very, very good product for the new urbanism or T&D traditional neighborhood development type communities. I personally have built in six of those communities over my career, and David Weekly's probably most well-known traditional neighborhood development was something called Celebration that the Disney company did.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
We were invited to be one of the original builders by Disney in Celebration, and we're the only builder from that original group still building in Celebration. In fact, I think we'll wrap up our last homes in there this year.
Wow, congratulations. I know that was a huge project and a lot going on down there, but again, it's all about lifestyle. It's all about people mixing and mingling, and that creates neighborhood.
It is. When we got to Gold Hill Mesa, the development team was very passionate in making sure that we understood traditional neighborhood development. And after a couple of meetings, they realized not only did we understand it, we embraced it. And we really love the smaller private side living that most of the homes in Gold Hill Mesa provide. And then not all of the homes will have a front porch, but most do, just like what you were describing. And when they do, they encourage it to be very pushed forward up by the city walk.
Right.
So it's almost rude to not even say hi to your neighbor as they walk by.
Yes.
So it kind of encourages that neighborhood feel that you talked about growing up in. And you won't see the big parks that some larger master plan develop. You'll see a lot of small parks interspersed throughout the community. And that's where the kids play. That's where the families go out and meet. And it just encourages it. Everybody has a small private outdoor living space, but the park space, the outdoor stuff is shared by the community, and it's all throughout. And we really love that type of lifestyle.
Gosh, I love your heart. There is nothing more heartwarming to me, and even in my own neighborhood, when we can go out on a warm summer night and there's 100 people walking their dogs and there's 100 kids playing in the park and everybody knows each other and you're petting each other's dogs and you're playing tag with each other's kids. There's just nothing like that feeling. It just doesn't exist unless you go to a place like Gold Hill Mesa to get it.
These type of developments are so successful across the country. Unfortunately, we live in a society where a lot of people just use their garage door opener, go in the back door, go in the garage, and never really step out in their yard.
Yeah.
And this type of development really discourages it. I mean, Gold Hill Mesa's even taken it a step further where they have a centralized place to pick up your mail. I mean, it just encourages everyone to come out, meet their neighbor.
A specific question. I know that this is very important to Stephanie. I'm going to ask this of her as well. What would you say very quickly is the main thing that makes Gold Hill community so unique?
Yeah, for me, I mean, we've been talking about traditional neighborhood development. I'll go away from that for a second. Mm-hmm. I think it's just its location. If you want to go to dinner, there's probably 200 restaurants within 15 minutes. If you want to go out to have a drink, if you want to go for a hike, you literally can cross two pieces of pavement and be in National Forest all weekend long. If you work in downtown, you're 10 minutes away, worst case. Its location is phenomenal. And I think that's the thing that, for us, made it a home run. The traditional neighborhood development, we understand, we love. I think we built a great product. We thought we'd do fine there. But the location's hard to beat.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. Dustin Nelson, who is the regional president for David Weekley Homes, one of the premier builders, of course, in Gold Hill Mesa. Dustin, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, sir.
Stephanie, with about a minute to go, step on up here and let's quickly cover the idea that that Gold Hill Mesa does a Music on the Mesa concert series in the summertime, which brings people together. It extends all the way into September, October, a beautiful concert series that anybody's invited to. You want the entirety of the community to come.
That's right. So when we talk about community at Gold Hill Mesa, we mean the broader community, as I mentioned earlier, of Colorado Springs as a whole, and just bringing that back and also inviting people in. So we love our events, our concerts, Music on the Mesa, Art on the Mesa, and much of that falls in line with improving that property and just elevating the whole lifestyle and experience over there. I do want to echo what Dustin said about our location. You know, that is just a tremendous asset to us, and we partner with Bear Creek Nature Center and Bear Creek Park. We are also sponsoring several of the activities in Old Colorado City. We have a long, rich history with Old Colorado City, and it's a true pleasure to have them within less than a mile from our property. So
I urge all of you listening to get a visual here. If you don't have the time to drive through or visit with somebody that you know that lives in the Gold Hill area, goldhillmesa.com. That's goldhillmesa.com. What you will find is a community that has recently been recognized as the hottest neighborhood in our city. And in the Parade of Homes this year was a featured community. Stephanie, thank you so much for all you do. That is Stephanie Edwards, and she is the vice president for Gold Hill Mesa. What a wonderful place, and a wonderful place to call home.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here, and we invite everybody to come up and participate in some of our events or just drive through the neighborhood and look at the Christmas lights.
Very fun. Thank you to you both. That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. We'll be back next week Sunday at 7 o'clock right here on KRDO News Radio.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.